Time now on our pregame show to visit with Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the Beavers. Jim, obviously a very scary day last Saturday in St. Cloud. In the midst of that, for good reason, everyone's thoughts with Taylor Larson and her health. At some point, though, you as a coach have to get your team ready to go again. What was that balancing act like?
Yeah, it was it was unique for sure, Schultze. I mean, it's just the way that everything played out. The fact she was laying on our bench. At one point, Heidi asked everybody to move down to one side, and then asked us to clear the bench. And this was there was still a lot of prep work that they had to do in terms of getting her secured and safely on the board. And so at first I was going to lend a hand, but then some of the I think the ambulance crew came in, so there's a few more people got on. So that's when, and our team had actually gone out on the ice. They were kneeling down. I'm sure they're in a prayer. And at some point, the referee said if they want to go in the locker room, they can. So I just mentioned that to Reese and Paige. They said yeah. So they all went to the locker room. So once I realized there was enough people on the bench to help, that's when I went in. Just again trying to, when I got in there, I wanted to reassure them that we felt that everything was precautionary. Taylor was moving. I said she was moving her hands and. Talking to her mom, I said, just right now, I think everything's precautionary. And I said, the biggest thing she would want us to do is to finish this game. And so that's, just trying to get him refocused, trying to get him, back in the mindset that they have to go back out and play.
It happened in the NFL this year, where they just flat out suspended a game and never finished it. BSU football had an incident this year. It happens. That doesn't make it any easier to handle, does it?
No, I don't think so. And despite my best efforts, there's no question that the group was affected. And obviously, for good reason. This is not just a teammate, but a really good friend. And everybody's worried about her. Everybody's concerned. And nobody knew, despite what I was telling them. I mean, there's always in the back of your mind, what's the future going to hold? How is this all going to play out? So to play a game at this level, you've got to be focused. You've got to be locked in. If you're going to play it well, in other words, if you're going to give yourself an opportunity, you need to be really focused. You need to be in the moment, and understandable, why the NFL did what it did, in that particular game with Buffalo and Cincinnati. I don't think that discussion ever came up in our game in terms of postponing the game at that point.
How is Taylor doing as the week has progressed?
For all things considered, for everything she's gone through, she's doing very, very well, which is obviously the biggest plus. She's feeling better. She did have a lot of pain in her neck and down her back the first couple of days. But just every day she's felt better, and she's obviously not playing this weekend, and we'll see how things transpire here as we go forward. But every day she's gotten better, which is really, really encouraging.
As the game then resumed, you gave up the two goals in the lead. Was there one moment, or was it a culmination of a few different moments where you're like, "Ooh, this thing's getting away from us"?
Well, we could kind of tell right when the game restarted. We just weren't as crisp. It got a little sloppy. I mean, we had been playing so well up to that point. Everything was crisp. We were handling the puck, good hard passes, and we just started. We kind of weren't as crisp. Weren't making hard passes. Got a little sloppy. Obviously, they had a push, which certainly played a part. You go from seven defensemen down to five. It's all of a sudden roles are different. Who's on the ice against who's changes. There was a time. Obviously, they tied it fairly early, but then we had a couple of really good chances to retake the lead. Again, the no puck luck. I think Gino Hendrickson hits the crossbar and. Waddy had a great opportunity on a really nice play by Claire Vekic, a deflection in front. Their goalie made a really nice save on it. At that point, it got, we were really hoping if we could, get it to overtime, because then at least you're going to gain a point. But again, credit St. Cloud, they were able to make a play and get one more in the last 4 minutes.
More with Coach Scanlon when we return. Our Budweiser pregame show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with Jim Scanlon. on to the Tommy's coach. The one stat that just literally jumped off the page of me this week was special teams between the two of you. Your team has had 61 power play opportunities. They've had 106. Are you not drawing enough, or are they really good at drawing?
That's a great question, Schulze. I think there's been a lot of games where they let a lot of stuff go, and we played teams that have some players that definitely will embellish. This group isn't necessarily one that I would say has players to do that. So maybe they're just really good at forcing teams to take penalties, but. Yeah, that's quite a discrepancy for sure.
Well, you've had to kill off 91. They've only had to kill off 61. So it's a complete role reversal on both.
Yeah, we've certainly had some games where we have not helped ourselves when it comes to taking too many penalties. Like last Friday comes to mind, the latest example. And we just keep reminding the group that complaining about the officiating is not going to do us any good. Begging for calls is not going to do us any good. We just got to keep playing, regardless of whatever they call or don't call. We can't let that, take us away from what we're trying to do. We just got to keep playing.
I noticed when the men played St. Thomas earlier this year, St. Thomas was a completely different team from a year ago in looks and also in their roster. What have you noticed on the women's side in year two?
Yeah, same thing. A lot of some transfers, some older transfers. Young lady, number 17. I'm not sure I can pronounce her name. Defenseman from Vermont. They've gotten some other players that came in last year that obviously are now a fifth year. They're slowly building. They've got again a number of seniors that not only have been with him since he started, but they added to their roster. In the 2 years they've been a part of our program. So, very well coached. They've got a couple of defensemen playing tonight that we did not see, and their goalie, Maurer, did not play against us in St. Thomas. All three of them are international students, and I believe either had to go home early or they were playing internationally with their respective countries.
What did you learn about them watching them for a second week now in preparation for this weekend?
Yeah, again, really, they're going to be a team that's going to work real hard. I mean, obviously, they played Wisconsin last weekend. Wisconsin had the puck a lot more, which is, you kind of expect that. I thought they did a pretty good job defending. Obviously, their goaltending was really, really good both nights. But Wisconsin was able to get him in a blender, created some confusion with the way they move their feet, move the puck, and those are the things we really, really wanted to focus in on this week in video and practice, just showing how we did it against St. Cloud and how we can do the same thing against them, and just showing them examples of what Wisconsin did. Now, obviously, Wisconsin's got some world-class players, but we've got some players that can have the ability to make plays, move their feet. And that's what we wanted to really, really focus on this week is our the ability that we can to make things happen in the offensive zone.
Best of luck, Jim.
Thanks, Schulze.
Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.